with pink inside, and little tricycles to ride, and read him stories through and through, and even took him to the zoo. But there it was, a dreadful fate befell him, which I now relate. Special foible, he left his nurse when he was able, and on this inauspicious day he slipped his hand and ran away. He hadn't gone a yard when bang, with open jaws a lion sprang, and hungrily began to eat the boy beginning at his feet. Now just imagine how it feels when first your toes and then your heels, and then by gradual degrees your shins and ankles, calves and knees are slowly eaten bit by bit. No wonder Jim detested it. No wonder that he shouted, "Hi!" The honest keeper heard his cry. Though very fat, he almost ran to save the little gentleman.
Ponto!
He ordered as he came, for Ponto was the lion's name.
Ponto!
He cried with angry frown.
Down, sir!
Let go, sir!
Put it down!
Of finding something worse.